This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah in Kuwait. During the meeting, Prime Minister conveyed that India attaches utmost importance to its bilateral relations with Kuwait. He fondly recalled his recent meeting with the Crown Prince on the margins of the UNGA session in September this year. The leaders acknowledged that bilateral relations were progressing well and welcomed their elevation to a strategic partnership. They emphasized on close coordination between both sides in the UN and other multilateral fora. Prime Minister expressed confidence that India-GCC relations will be further strengthened under the presidency of Kuwait. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Emir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Modi extended an invitation for the Emir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two nations. This transformative visit has established a robust framework for enhanced cooperation and strategic partnership between India and Kuwait, setting the stage for a new chapter in their diplomatic relations. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the prestigious Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir from Amir Sheikh Mishal Al-Ahmad Al-Jaber Al-Sabah, marking a significant milestone in the bilateral relationship between the two nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend Christmas celebrations in New Delhi tomorrow. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masuraipara in Thalai district of the state, Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said the communists called themselves the messiah of the poor but could not see the pain of the people from the Brew community. Mr. Shah said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. Minister of State of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi tomorrow. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0 curated by different ministries and departments along with the release of the assessment report. This is the fourth national workshop on good governance practices convened by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances from 2021 to 24. In a major relief of flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Udaan Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country managed by the Airports Authority of India. With the launch of first Udaan Yatri Cafe at Kolkata's Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport, air passengers will have access to essential items like water bottles, tea, coffee and snacks at reasonable prices. The Department of Consumer Affairs will launch Jago Grahak Jago app, Jagriti app and Jagriti dashboard this Tuesday on the occasion of National Consumer Day 2024. These apps aim to enhance the capability of the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, in taking suo moto action against dark patterns. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 315 runs, the West Indies were 61 for 7 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.